We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show. Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Tuesday. And normally, you know, we say what's going on. Well, we know what's going on. We got a lot going on with our Atlanta Hawks and John Collins, which we'll get into. And, Mike, breaking news as well within our division for Cam Newton, who's been put on the IR, guys. And that means he's done for the season. We've been talking a lot about this over the last few weeks and what do the Carolina Panthers do. I think the bigger thing is, obviously, and we'll talk more about it in our NFL Blitz segment coming up, but Cam Newton was on the verge of possibly getting a big fat contract that was going to pay him like all these other, you know, top-notch quarterbacks. Whether you think he's elite or not, the going rate, $30 million.
Right.
And I don't think that's going to happen now. And he may end up somewhere else. But that news coming down literally about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, guy's an MVP in this league, but he just has not been able to stay healthy. And, you know, last year, as they lost 7 games in a row, he couldn't make the throws. And then it was upper body, then it became a lower body thing this year. So, you know, the question does get asked now. Is this guy going to be a Panther? Is this guy going to be a starting quarterback in this league? Because the rate you just laid out there, the numbers that he may or his agent may demand, there might be a team that says, no way, Jose, because of the health concerns. And it's interesting. You go from like a hero to a zero in, you know, in one season in the NFL, as you guys know.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. So we'll keep an eye out. Again, he's had a conversation with Ron Rivera about it. The organization has put the information out there. But Cam Newton done for the season, which means, guys, we start division play this week against New Orleans, but we won't see Cam Newton this year. So, you know, normally – he's in the past, he's, you know, been our nemesis. He's beaten us to win divisions. Obviously, we've beaten him, but that's not going to happen this year. And they're next up after New Orleans on November 17th.
Right. Meanwhile, Carolina's using Christian McCaffrey like Red Grange. I mean, they're going to run this cat into the ground, man.
Give it to him again.
I mean, good news if you got him in fantasy. But, I mean, I just hope this kid could take the wear and tear because the knock was always, you know, a guy, not the biggest frame, but he shows no sign of stopping. He is the Energizer Bunny for the Panthers.
All right, man, we got a lot to get to. Our buddy Dave O'Brien from The Athletic's going to join us a little bit later on, 4:20, to talk about the Braves, the moves that were made yesterday, and where does this team go moving forward. Also, we got a big game, obviously, in college football. LSU, Alabama, a lot to be determined. We got the college football playoff rankings that are going to come out tonight. But we're going to head to New Orleans and talk to our buddy T-Bob a little bit later as well.
Yeah, they had a sort of a surprising exit from the defense in the week of the biggest game of the year, the latest game of the century, in the SEC. We'll get his take on that and also what's going on with the Saints. So Drew Brees brought some lucky mojo to Purdue as they knocked off Nebraska. So wherever Brees goes, happiness flows. But hopefully we can put a dent in that on Sunday. Real quick, you and I were talking before the show.
Yeah, man.
I really don't have any idea what the Falcons are doing as far as what Arthur Blank and the evaluation process means. A guy hit me up at the gym today. He goes, man, what's going on? I really don't know. I mean, I know that if you moved on from Quinn, you might get a few more fannies in the seats because people at least feel there's some kind of change that's happening. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the evaluation is. I don't know what the measuring stick is. I don't know if he's got to win two or more. I am under the impression he's just going to coach this string out, you know, as Arthur presumably – we'll start to look at other options down the road. I mean, I don't know if that includes personnel, But I honestly, I was at a loss today. I really don't know what Arthur is doing right now. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just don't know.
It's a valid question, and I don't know if anybody has the answer. Is he just sitting back and allowing this thing to play out, which may be okay for some Falcon fans, but other ones like you and I are going, we want to see action. We want to see something done. And when we say that, whether it's the coaching changes or the shifts within the staff that happened with Dan Quinn yesterday, if you missed that, you know, basically rearranging some staff members to have different responsibilities. But I just don't know if that resonates with the average guy. I just don't. If we went down right now on Peachtree and said, hey, Dan Quinn shuffled the coaching staff. Yeah, does that resonate?
Bernie Parmalee's now your running backs coach, and you got Raheem Morris coaching the DBs. Now, you could argue, why didn't you get, of all the people out there, Raheem Morris not working more with the DBs sooner, being that was his background, but... You're right. Playing musical chairs with assistant coaches when you're 1-7 out of the bye week means less than nothing to your average Falcon fan.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Find us across all social media platforms. That is, of course, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at 929 The Game. That's our radio station. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell, 929. We know the Falcons' Chris Lindstrom could return as early as that Carolina game I just talked about, November 17th. That is the news coming out of Flowery Branch today. That obviously he was on the short IR, which allows him to come back after 8 weeks. You look at the schedule after the bye week, so he'll be eligible if he's ready, Mike, to come back and play against Carolina, which is good news. Again, if you're at Flowery Branch right now, you're thinking about how to get wins. I know we're all frustrated with the way things have gone, but Chris Lindstrom getting back in the mix, and guys, he's going to be here. Well, you know, Matt Ryan's not going anywhere, so he needs to get better, needs to get back onto the field.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is, guys, if you start looking ahead, what do you got? Well, if you believe that McGarry can be the man for the job, you got one side of your offensive line straightened out. You will eventually have to find the heir apparent to Alex Mack, you know, and some people thought that maybe Lindstrom could handle that role as well. But certainly, Carl, you got Jake Matthews, you know, locked up for a few more years. You got the right side. You know, you do have some money invested with the backs, but today was an off day since they practiced on Monday off the bye. But I'm just trying to find some. We're all trying to find some things to hang our hat on. But here's the other thing. The opposite side of that coin is the average Falcon fan says, what's the point? What's the difference in being 5-11 or 6-10 or 3-13 when all we want is to be in the top five? You know, we want to get that transformative piece that you get in one of those early picks in the NFL draft. I mean, and it's hard to disagree with that mindset, right?
It is, unless you're in the building.
Unless you're there fighting for a
for
job.
For your job. And that's right. The thing. I mean,
nobody tanks, okay? So, though the Dolphins are tanking, no, the Dolphins are a horrible team, and they realize that there were some pieces they're going to move off the roster. They can get some equity for it, so if you consider that tanking, that's just good business sense. But this team ain't going to be doing that. We've already come to the trade deadline. I haven't done anything other than Sanu.
Yeah, and that's the issue. So, I mean, I get it. That's where we're at. Well, again, we're on this side of the fence saying, hey, if it's going to be bad, let's be bad, and let's make it as worse as possible to get where we need to be as far as draft picks. But the other side of that is if you're fighting for your job, you're not going to give up that easily. And, you know, this goes back to last year. Think about the last game of the season last year. You guys remember how that ended?
Oh, yeah.
And where we were and why we ended up kicking a field goal to win the game that really ultimately moved us about, what, 5-6 spots in the draft?
Yeah, we were in a tie for a much better pick.
Yes.
And because of that game, winning those last three games and going 7-9.
Mattered to Dan Quinn.
Right.
And, you know, it allegedly didn't work. Gave us some momentum, Mike. Heading into the next season, winning your last three games last year, it didn't work. I mean, that was nonsense. Every season is really its own individual thing. You don't get momentum from a game 6 months ago. So, you know, we win those games, we get a lesser draft pick position, and that's the argument right now amongst Falcon fans is, okay, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but why do we want it to be any better if it's already this bad and we know where this thing is headed?
Right, and again, it's tough to have these conversations just a few days after Halloween, but this is our lot in life, you know? And the other thing is the NFL, and I tweeted it today at Mike Bell ATL, Carl said, put him up, C-Dukes. You know, we turned it around in 2008. 2007 was about as bad can be. You know, I'd have to rehash it for you. Petrino quits, Mike Vick's in the Huskow. It's a disaster. We go through three quarterbacks. Nobody was worth a damn. Next year, we go Matt Ryan, Sam Baker, who was good for a minute. You know, we picked up Harry Douglas a little bit later. We put together some building blocks. You know, Weatherspoon, we picked up some guys. Lofton, they've started to build. And my point is you can turn this thing around in the NFL, unlike the NBA, where it takes 3 or 4 years to do it.
Yeah.
Or Major League Baseball, like the Astros or the Braves, where it took 3 or 4 years. But I'm not fretting it. It's just hard to figure out what are we doing. What we'd love right now to be inside Arthur Blank's brain and have some idea where we're going, but we don't get that access right now.
And it's a big question mark. And again, you know, I'm not going to tell you guys that we can't come out and win. I know some of you are laughing right now. It's fine. We can't come out and win, two, three, four, five games. And what will that mean? I don't know. But I want to see how this team comes out of the bye. Are we flat? Do we get outscored? Are we prepared? All the things we've been talking about all season long, Sunday is going to be a real, you know, all eyes on the Falcons. And Mike and I just mentioned this. The irony of Sunday is because of Atlanta United losing, you know, they were going to play, I think, at 3 o'clock for their championship game, for the match for the MLS, and now that's not happening. So you have a lot of fans, obviously, are just like, okay, I was going to try to watch a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but now, you know, everybody's paying attention, even in a bad season for our Falcons. So I think, you know, you come out and you show well, it will go a long way. If you don't, I really think you lose everybody, Mike. If you don't, I really – anybody that has just a little bit left of whatever this is going, all right, man, we can do this, come on. If you come out bad against New Orleans Sunday, that's gone.
I mean, we've only put halves together, you know, three quarters and three and a half quarters in that Eagles game. You know, we talked about, you know, being up at the half against the Texans. You know, you guys, if you're a Falcon fan and you've been to the Superdome, you know that's about as intimidating a home field in the entire NFL. Would you agree?
Yes.
And when things start going bad down there, as we've seen, it sort of snowballs. And we've seen it happen. We've also gone down there and beat those guys and shut up those 70,000 fans, which is the most exhilarating feeling as a Falcon fan to be on Bourbon Street after that. I mean, look, you know, with Matt and the offensive weapons, if these guys can handle their business, we can be there. I just don't trust this defense against a Sean Payton coach team.
Yeah, it's valid. And especially right now where we're ranked statistically in the league. Hey, the Hawks back in action tonight, and we got good news and bad news. And we're going to get deep into this story about John Collins. The good news is Trae Young is set to return tonight. And Trae, I think you're going to have to carry us for a little while, little fella, because John Collins has now been suspended for 25 games. That's 30% of the season. Now, he will appeal. If you're not familiar with this story, which broke this morning, Mike, and again, we'll talk more about this and what it means for the club, but everybody, obviously, the first thing you want to know is what's going on. Like, what is this? What is this about, right?
So it's a PED. It's not a recreational drug. And again, not that it matters, but I mean, you and me, we talk about this, whether it's the NFL. I know baseball is a little bit different. Everybody holds up the sanctity of the record, so you don't want to see guys all juiced up anymore. That's a thing. Personally, I could care less about the NFL or the NBA, but they do test in the NBA, and what he tested for, unfortunately, according to first broke by Wojnarowski, Adrian Wojnarowski had it. It is a form of HGH, human growth hormone.
Yeah.
It's called GHRP2. And the first thing I did, I looked it up online, and one of the pop-ups that popped up was Extreme Formulations Ultra Peptide, French vanilla, 2 pounds. So I don't know if that was a supplement that he was taking, but look, we've seen other guys say they were hornswoggled and they didn't know what they were taking, and then they appealed and they didn't win. Whether it was Ryan Braun with the was the Brewers a couple of years ago, and who most recently? It was Taylor Lewan with the Titans. Remember, he had that. He was going to take a lie detector about it. Either way, it's in your system. It got in there, and so good luck with that. I mean, look, we know John Collins is a smart guy. We had him on the show just a week ago. He's a great dude. So I'll give him all the benefit of the doubt, but, you know, when was a guy win that appeals process other than the Star Caps and the Viking players years ago?
No, listen, it's tough. I appreciate him appealing. We'll read his statement to, you know, Hawks fans and what it means. Ultimately, and this is something Mike and I can't defend, as much as we like John Collins, dumb decision, bad decision, okay? It's costing our team now, and I can't defend that. But I will tell you from what I've heard and what I know and the people I talk to about how this went down a little bit and what this is and why John was allegedly taking it. But to Mike's point, we can't defend that. This is a bad thing. 25 games, dude, that's a lot of games. When you're talking about an 82-game schedule, now you're talking about a guy, you just took 20 and 10, okay, 20 points, 10 boards, out the lineup. And that doesn't get replaced with the bench we currently have. So we got Cam and these young guys that are rookies that are trying to learn. I need the 3 years of experience John Collins brought to the floor and his maturity, as a matter of fact, Mike, the things that he told us on our show, but that's not going to be there. So we'll get deeper into this story, but it is a big deal in the NBA because he's now the second guy this season that's been suspended.
DeAndre Ayton gets popped. And by the way, now I get to rip up two tickets I bought at Caesar's Palace on my last trip. That hurts the over-under, Carl, for the wins.
Yeah, well, you know what? It hurts the Hawks. All right, man.
I said it hurts the over-under for the wins.
We got a lot to get to, guys. It's a big show on a Tuesday. We're going to come back. Craig is back, by the way.
And by the way, Tuton Reyes and Takeo Spikes are in the building. They hit me up. They're going to jump in about 2:40 a little bit later. We'll talk some NFL and everything else that they're involved with.
Always good to see those brothers. We will talk headlines when we come back. The latest on what's going on, not only with the Hawks, but what went down last night on Monday Night Football. A black cat? Hey, man, hope you're having a good Tuesday. Atlanta Hawks are going to host the Love Wins Pride Night presented by Grady Hospital on Wednesday, November 6th. The game is against the Bulls, and the tip-off is at 7:30. Atlanta Hawks will be honoring the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, a nonprofit organization. Guys, get your tickets today at Hawks.com. Lots of guys chiming in on the whole John Collins thing, Mike, and a lot of disappointment, you know. And listen, it seems like it's all coming down on us at once, right? Mm-hmm. Falcons, the way the season's going. Atlanta United come up short. Braves in that first inning. Now you got John Collins before the season even really gets going, suspended for 25 games. I know. All of this stuff seems like it's coming down on us. It's independent of one another, but it is cumulative when it comes to the world of sports because this is our world.
Yeah, now I said today on Twitter, I said I can't wait for 2019 to end here in Atlanta, but I'm still not saying there's a curse, okay? That is a candy blank way of summing up things.
Say it!
No, when you say there's a curse, you know, you're giving excuses. You're giving excuses to general managers who don't do the right thing, coaches and managers who don't do the right thing, players who don't do the right thing. That's a cop-out when you use the phrase curse. You got to hold all these people accountable. There is no curse. These, as you said, individual events.
They are.
They seem to be happening because we live here. These are individual. Nothing has nothing to do with anything else, okay? The soccer team has nothing to do with the baseball team. Has nothing to do with John Collins taking whatever the hell he put in his body, you know? And look, maybe we'll have the one in a million where he actually does win the appeal and beat this. As I said, one in a million. But we're hoping because we like John, and I really hope because I need 36 wins for this team.
All right. Always about you.
Yes, it is.
It is Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929. I just want to see my teams win. That's all I care about.
No, I mean, you know, this was a year you and I, and again, and all of a sudden the Hawks season isn't, you know, dead in the water, but now everybody else is going to have to step it up, and it's a very young basketball team. So it really does hurt. But I'm not saying illusions, but we were alluding to the idea that you could maybe sniff the eighth seed. Well, now that's gotten really, really difficult.
All right, man. More on that coming up. I want us to all put it in perspective. I know sometimes it's hard. Mike and I are both emotional. We want things right now, but we got to keep this in perspective.
Now, the other thing is,
these are independent events.
The other thing is Georgia now they got themselves back on the right track, and they look like they could maybe do some things. We're going to find out tonight just where their lot in life is. It doesn't matter until the end of the season, but we get our first indicator what the College Football Playoff Committee says. But I got to be honest with you. When your teams are in a spot where they're in right now, it does, on one degree or level, become liberating because now it opens up time, Carl. You've got more time on your hands in the fall. Not that I wanted it, but now I've got it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the beauty of it is you go into it, everybody does, not knowing how these things are going to play out. And by the way, Hawks have a lot of games. It's just, again, you take 20 and 10 off any
team.
Absolutely.
It's a shot to your body.
Man. Absolutely it is. So, you know, and again, maybe this is Trey comes out. What if Trey carries us for the next, 17? Maybe we win 17 of these 25 games, and I may be exaggerating, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. Trey was on fire to start the season,
right,
and then that weird ankle thing happens. But, you know, maybe this is his chance to say, you know what, I don't have my man JC out here with me, so I'm just going to go out and get it done.
You know what? See James Harden, be James Harden.
There it is.
I don't want Alex Len taking shots late in the game. You take them all, Trey.
There
you take them all.
They're back in action tonight. We'll get to that, guys. Coming up, as we mentioned, 3:20, we're going to talk to T-Bob Hebert, who does radio down in New Orleans. We'll get his thoughts not only on the LSU-Alabama game, but also the Saints as they get ready for our Falcons. Craig is back, by the way. Went to the West Coast for a quick trip home. Apparently he got it in. That's his words, not mine.
Hey, now.
Bo Morgan producing the show. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Is there ever a time Craig doesn't get it in, though? Let's be honest. Okay.
No, I mean, again, we've said it. His rap is pretty impressive.
Right.
I've seen it. Craig is impressive. I give credit where credit's due. The man is on a roll.
You remember last week, though, when I did the Shane Company spot, he did have a young lady call and wanted to know who the ring was for. So I guess he had to answer that. Let's hear from Dan Quinn first, guys, as we get things started in our headline segment. Falcons off day today. So they were on the field yesterday coming out of the bye. They're off today. It's kind of a normal deal. They'll be back on the field tomorrow. Mike, you know they've been working on a game plan and trying to get in stalls and get ready for the Saints. This is not going to be an easy task. Saints, one of the best teams in the National Football League, even though we don't like them. But Quinn talking about a fresh and new start.
Talk to the team about our second season beginning and a fresh start with that and what that looks like. 8-game slate to go. No better way to start it than with a division matchup right off the bat. And so our focus goes right to that.
Now, I commend Coach. To me, this is the hardest thing when you're losing is to keep the enthusiasm at a high level. I mean, you know, I kind of expect a coach to come out of the bye week and go, we evaluated everything and we're just trying to fix it. He's still got that high energy positivity thing, Mike, that we talk about. Sometimes that doesn't, again, resonate with some people, but I give him credit because that's where you better be, man. Because if not, if you're like, I don't know, we got to fix some things. That's not a good place to be.
I mean, like I said, first off, Dan wants to have another job somewhere, whether it's coaching a college team or doing something as an assistant in the pros, although it'd be tough to, you know, interview for a defensive coordinator spot. I got to be honest, after this 8 games they put on tape. But, Carl, what do you want him to do? Sound like Sour Bill from, like, Wreck-It Ralph?
Give it to me.
I think the season's over. No, you know, you can't do that. You can't, you know, no sense in even showing up. You can't be that guy. So, yeah, I know it rings hollow with fans like us, fans in their car, but, I mean, he's trying to do the best he can do with this squad. It's just, as we said, I just hope, hands, you know, fingers crossed both hands, that Arthur is reaching out, talking to any football guy he can get access to get some ideas about what we need to do in this offseason and what changes need to be made. Personally, I would blow the entire thing up.
And maybe that is going to happen. Maybe Arthur has that already planned out and he's just waiting. Hey, Kirby Smart wants to make sure the Dogs, after their big win against Florida, are not looking ahead.
It's a single-minded focus on one thing. We can't look past that. As far as buy-in, they never didn't buy in. They have bought in the whole entire time. There's been a sense of urgency for our guys for a long time.
Yeah. Don't look past Mizzou.
Right.
Don't look past Auburn. You can't. And then A&M comes in here. And that's the one, Mike, to me, that's the one where you – if you win this week and you beat Auburn in a tough matchup that everybody has been talking about all season, A&M could easily slide in here in Athens in a few weeks. And, you know, you're not taking them as seriously as you need to be, knowing you've got to finish this thing and get to the SEC championship game. But Kirby is right.
I mean, it's still an SEC game. It's 5-3 overall for Mizzou, 2-2 in the conference. They lost to Wyoming. That was back in the weekend before Labor Day. They beat South Carolina. They beat Ole Miss. They lost to Vandy. They lost to Kentucky. So if you're trying to get a handle, I don't know what Mizzou is, Carl, other than, you know, we struggled with them last year for a half, and then we kind of stepped on them in the fourth quarter and took care of business, but now you get them in your house this year.
Travis Link came on our morning show. Check those guys out, man. 6 to 10 every day. It's John Fricke. It's Hugh Douglas. Travis talking not only about Trey's return, but also with this John Collins suspension.
Well, the Spurs are kind of in a strange place. You know, for years and years and years, they had, you know, the Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Tim Duncan. And now they're kind of caught in the middle between going young and still holding on to some veterans.
So, Spurs in town tonight. As we mentioned, Hawks have 3 games this week here at State Farm Arena. Bulls tomorrow night, so back-to-back. And then Friday night, Sacramento Kings come into town. All of those games will be heard right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do you make of the Cowboys? You consider them a Super Bowl contender?
No, they just don't pass the eye test, do they? I mean, there's really nobody right now outside of the 49ers that you would say, and again, we're going to have to wait and see just to, you know, how the Seahawks continue to roll, because they've had some moments where they look beatable too. But, yeah, the Cowboys, last night, it was funny, that black cat that everybody's talking about, it was a close game until that feline made its appearance, and then the Cowboys got on a roll, and then Dak was kind of making big plays, and next thing you know, they're rolling. Ezekiel Elliott had a strong game. But, what do you think when I say Cowboys? Do you think they can win it all this year?
I don't. And here's
I'd
the
say
deal.
Maybe get to a conference championship.
Well, they've got the most expensive offensive line in the NFL, all right? So the investment there should have already paid off, and it hasn't. And now they're old. They're getting older. That offensive line will be retooled. I will say this, though, Mike, and this is why we lobby for guys like this. Michael Bennett had an impact last night. And it doesn't matter if you like the guy. We always say this. I want guys that can play. I don't care what you think about him on a social, political level. Michael Bennett, 4 pressures last night, man. He was getting after it.
We still got some gas in the tank. The guy had 8 sacks last year for the Eagles.
But that's the thing. When you talk about, you know, oh, I don't want this kind of player. What kind of player is that? You mean a player that makes plays? So,
well, we got guys that are really funny on Twitter, and we got guys that don't do any. I mean, we got nice guys. We got a whole locker room full of nice guys. How's that working out for us?
So, Michael Bennett, impact last night, but no, I don't expect the Cowboys to get there. Here is Prescott, though. He did have a touchdown pass to Amari Cooper.
Prescott in the gun, trips to the left, snap back, 4-man rush, time to throw it over the middle, wide open to the 25-yard line. Amari Cooper to the 10, to the 5, to the pylon, touchdown Amari Cooper.
Yep, so they beat a Giants team that, again, a few picks, Mike, and You know, Daniel Jones continues to grow. They're going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, Sterling Shepard was supposed to play, then he didn't play, and then Saquon Barkley. Yeah, the concussion thing. The story was it was going to be a go. That's why I don't want to give you bad information at the end of the program yesterday, but that was not a factor. But Daniel Jones still learning on the job, but he has certainly, Carl, cooled off, needless to say, after the big win come from behind against the Buccaneers down in Tampa.
Here's Dak Prescott real quick, guys, because everybody's talking about his contract. We mentioned Cam Newton on IR. Here's Dak.
Things weren't good up to that point, so I mean, it could only get better from there. I thought about that. I definitely thought about that. I guess we'll start rolling now that the black cats come in bad for the Giants. So who knows? Fun. First time, I guess, I've seen an animal run on the field that I've been a part of.
Yeah, it was bad luck for Saquon Barkley. As you mentioned, he averaged 2 yards a carry last night for Big Blue.
What is the College Football Playoff Committee going to do? What are these rankings going to look like? Mike and I are going to talk about it next. All right, sometimes we change the script when guys and friends of the show stop by. That is the situation right now as we're going to talk College Football Playoff Committee and the rankings coming out a little bit later on in just a bit. And we'll get these guys' opinion because Mike Bell, look who has just stepped into the studio.
Hey, man, it is Tutan Reyes, a former Ole Miss player who's obviously lost a bet to Takeo Spikes and
boom,
Auburn.
Boom, boom, boom.
And Takeo, by the way, behind the mask, they got a podcast. Remember he was in studio about 2 years ago when the book came out. And Takeo is a fantastic photographer. We always loved catching up with Mr. Spikes. But real quick, what was the payoff on the bet here? As Ole Miss obviously gacks it at Jordan Hare.
Uh-oh.
Well, the payoff of the bet was we have to wear the loser would have to wear the other person's jersey,
right.
College football jersey. We didn't decipher. So it was just the jersey. You had to wear the other person's jersey for right. the next Behind the Mask podcast show.
Okay.
So we all know how that bet turned out. Auburn went out there and put Ole Miss across their lap.
Listen.
And I cannot wait because I have this damn jersey at home, and it's like a medium. And you know, Tutan say he's the plus size model.
Yeah, man.
Right, right.
I don't know. I lost the bet, but. It is,
by the way, adjust the treble on your radio speaker because Tutan is lower than Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, that's how, and that's his real voice, by the way. Fellas, good to see you guys, man. Last time I think we ran out and we were hanging out with Super Bowl. What a week that was, man.
Oh, it was crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, to be right in your backyard, I mean, you can't ask for anything else.
It was a lot of fun. Everybody was out at different events. Talk about the podcast, though, because as Mike said, this is an expansion from the book. We both have the book on our coffee tables at the house, and it's a great piece of art, and it is literally that. If you're not familiar with it, you need to check it out. But this Behind the Mask podcast, because Tutan hollered at me a while back and was like, man, check out the podcast. And I did. Like, the first episode, I was like, this is nice. I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah, man, it's the Behind the Mask podcast is based off of the book. A bunch of pro athletes, active guys, retired as well. We just come in and we have locker room conversations. We talk about anything from fatherhood, just relationships, business, social issues, social justice issues. So everything is fair game. I think the thing when you really see it, and I'm just echoing the sentiments that other people have told us, even on some of the reviews on the Behind the Mask podcast, is that what they hear and what they see is truly authentic.
Yeah, definitely authentic. And we always say at the Behind the Mask podcast, there's only one rule. There are no rules. So
nice.
We go deep, man. We go deep in. Nothing is off bars, you know, out of bounds, mm-hmm. you know, marriage, divorce, infidelity, just whatever. I mean, all of the positives, the negatives that come along with being a professional athlete, we just go all in. And they, the guys, since they know us or they have those relationships, they feel open and really are able to share the innermost stories.
They're keeping it real, Carl. It is Dukes and Bell, man, with Tutan Reyes, Takeo Spikes with us here live in studio. Hey, man, while we got you guys, you're both playing the NFL for a decade or more. When a team starts going south, and I know, Tutan, you've got more experience with this than Takeo, but when things start going south in that locker room, is it sometimes, I mean, you've been there where guys tune out the coach? I mean,
yeah.
Whoever wants, I mean, has it been where it just gets where guys are looking around going, oh, boy, let's roll our eyes now?
Yeah, I mean, it can turn into that. I've been on teams to where, you know, it was just like, this guy. You know, who the hell is this guy getting up? Why is he still addressing us? But I can truly say this. I don't think that when you look at the players, I've had an opportunity to spend time up there in training camp this summer. I don't think that they quit on Dan Quinn. They're still fighting, I think, because of some of the injuries. I think overall, when you look at the performance of lack of performance, they're a mentally weak football team. Mm. But I just think a lot of things have happened and a lot of disappointments has really sunken into their minds. And I just think that's the reason why they haven't been able to go out and perform like we expect them to.
I think too, fellas, you know, what's interesting to me is, and you guys have experienced this, when you're on a team in the offseason and you start to see the pieces and you're like, we got a little something.
Yeah.
And then the season starts and it completely falls apart. Like, that is the part where you kind of go, wait a minute. Even that, it's one thing as fans, but guys in the locker room and guys that are there every day, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you see the running backs, you see how things are working, and then you get into these games, and all of a sudden, we've got one win. That's the part that's hard to deal with as a player.
Yeah, it's demoralizing. And as you're going through a week, imagine each week in practice, because you're going against the scout teams, everything's working. And then you get to a game, and it's like, well, you know, this game plan just isn't it. And what happens is it starts to sink in your mind, like, and it's the same old stuff. And then, you know, you're not as fluid in your movements. You're not as just free-flowing and everything, and you become pressed. And then at that point, you just see the mistakes start to kick in. You see guys with the, you know, hanging their heads when they get to the sideline. It's just bad ball, and that's what you're seeing from the Falcons right now.
There's no doubt, guys. I want to ask you this, too, as these guys are in studio. And by the way, guys already asking me, where can they find the Behind the Mask podcast? Where is it at?
On all platforms. You got iTunes,
Spotify,
YouTube,
Google Play, definitely YouTube. The visuals are on YouTube. So you can just search the Behind the Mask podcast or the BTM podcast, and you find it everywhere. Please watch, listen, like, subscribe, share. Obviously, we're on social media as well. Tucson Reyes, Tequila Spikes 51, everywhere you guys can interact with us. Or call up to the show, because these are our guys. We just hit them earlier today, say, yo, we coming up. We crashing y'all show today. And they was like, good deal.
Yeah.
No, I love Tucson, man. I mean, we grew up in the same neighborhood, Carl.
No doubt.
Okay, a few miles over from Tucson. It is a Tequila and Tucson with us here, man, in studio. So, all right, man. Oh, what's up with Cam Newton? I was talking to Tequila before we came in studio. Word comes down, they shut him down up in Carolina. You guys know it's a business. When you can't stay healthy, you're not going to get paid. Do you think he gets another starting gig? Or at the very least, what's that contract going to look like, guys?
Yeah, I think he definitely gets another starting gig. No question about that. He's too much of a talent. Whether or not if it's in Carolina, that may be the question that needs to be asked. But I truly believe that.
Yeah, I think so, too. And like you said, he's a tremendous talent. Injuries have kicked in. Typically, when something like that happens and is consistent injury, you do need that time off, kind of like Andrew Luck did. He needed a full year off. He came back, had a successful year, but then after that, he really got injured again. It was like, I can't deal with it. So hopefully Cam could bounce back. As you said, he's a talent. He's still, you know, I'd say, what, at least top 10, 15 players and quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, no question.
When he's healthy.
All this trash we see out here.
Yeah.
And we call it like we see it. Man, don't let us turn 92.9 into the Behind the Mask podcast.
It's the truth. It's hard to deal with sometimes. You're like, they're giving him a shot?
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this, because you guys played in the league a long time, both of you. And I know you talked a lot of crap, because I'm looking right at you right now. I'm looking right at you, Spikes.
Frisco.
Social media. This week we saw Browns player Jermaine Whitehead go bananas. Death threats. I'm going to kill somebody. Put that on my blood.
Did give his home address if he wanted to take him up on it.
You guys didn't have that.
Nah.
You didn't have to deal with that. And a lot of stuff is said on the field, but it was left on the field.
Right.
Is it bad for social media and having these things now with the NFL?
Well, one thing I think is, and Michael tell you, where we grew up at, even Spice, if you were going to do something to somebody or you had a beef with somebody, you didn't tell them. You didn't give them a heads up like, this is what's going to happen. And then you don't do that. You just handle your business. So we didn't grow up in that social media era, thank God. But, like, I just think these guys got to put, you know, stop thumb wrestling all the time, put the phone down for a minute, and just get back to business, man.
No comment?
It's disappointing.
Right.
Like, it's disappointing, especially knowing his history. And I just, you know, maybe it's just me being naive.
Mm.
But I just,
Well, Tequila, the guy played, the thing was, the guy played with a busted hand. So he's in there, he gets trucked on national TV. So everybody's now talking about it. Look, you just got run over by the linebacker. Here's this rookie. And this guy just obviously just stomped you. So he's hot. But, I mean, somebody's got a presence of mind, as you said. And I'm not saying it's a millennial thing, but now that, as Tucson touched on it, the first thing you do is get on your phone.
Yeah.
And you see it. Oh, by the way, you're getting clowned on ESPN, on Fox, on NFL Network.
But it's NFL, man. This stuff happens.
Like,
right?
It happens.
It happens.
And my thing is, how can you be so sensitive to it?
Mm.
You go through a lot to get to where you are. So for you to understand, man, you put all of your lifelong dreams, aspirations, you sacrifice so much to get to where you are, and you won't say some dumb, ignorant, like if Terry wasn't next door, I would let it rip. Like, that's what I'm mad about. And so it really makes me, I was about to say, I don't want to be naive, but, like, is something mentally wrong?
Right.
For you to know, like, you do realize what you're saying, right? Like, this is like
career
by
suicide.
No means you would never step foot in another NFL locker room.
Yeah, that's a great point. Fellas, we got a few more minutes here with the guys. Again, behind the Behind the Mask podcast, should I say. Tutan Reyes, Takeo Spikes are joining us here in studio here on Dukes and Bell. As far as this weekend, Alabama and LSU, I want to get your opinions on this because everybody's talking about this game. This is going to be the game. LSU's offense. Just being two guys that played in the SEC, what do you see?
I see the two best teams, obviously, not only in the SEC, two best teams in the nation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they also happen to be in the SEC. On the west side, too. You on the west side. That's the only time that we get along. But I think we'll be in for a treat this weekend. Out of all of the years, I felt like, you know, this is some behind the mask talk right here. I get so mad because in years, you know, we had Cam Newton won a national. Why is it so hard to get another quarterback for Auburn? Mm-hmm. And I always looked at two teams in the SEC West, LSU and Auburn. I say, if one of these teams, if we finally get a quarterback that we can say he's our guy, this is before the season, I'm saying this. And I said, this team is going to be dangerous. Lord, LSU found one. Did they find one? So who do I see the winner out of this game? I'm going with LSU. I just think they're not intimidated. Most people who show up, they just lay down and say, take me behind the shed. But LSU is that team who I really feel like they got a lot to prove.
We got about a minute left, Tutan. LSU, obviously, they're going to try to go after Joe Burrow. And Saban doesn't have 100%. Tua Tagovailoa is not right, but right. He's going to go. But what are you going to do? Are you going to go after Burrow and try to – how are you going to defend this? Because they've been so dynamic offensively.
I think what you like out of Alabama is – and I forget the kid's name. They got an outstanding receiver again. You know what I mean? So not only do they run the ball well –
Jerry Jeudy and
all. Yeah, they play – defense – Alabama defense, hands down, has just been year in, year out, first-round picks. And to go against what Takeo said, man, I think Bama going to get it again. Just because LSU, this is their – I think first time in most recent history where they've been ranked so high and still had to play this Alabama team who's been giving them the business the last few years. So I think they may press a little bit. And Saban, man, he's the mastermind. He gets it done. So I'm going with Bama.
It's good to see you guys. It's going to be fun to watch Behind the Mask podcast. Indeed. Check it out. All platforms.
Quality content.
All right. It's out there. Fellas, thanks for stopping by,
thanks
man.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate
Squid
you.
Billy.
We're coming back. NFL Blitz is coming up. The latest around the National Football League here on Dukes and Bell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.